Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up still in Perek Yud Aleph. We're on page Kuf Gimel in the red edition. The section that begins, or the phrase that begins, Ki rabim yischastu ba'anofim rabim me'ante achasidus. So there are many individuals, who are pious in so many different aspects. However, again, ubesinas habatza lo yachlu lahagia amechos hashlemos. But yet again, when it comes to theft, they're simply unable to really reach their full actualization in the realm of shlemos, the realm of completion. Humash amrit sofra hana amasi le'iov im oven biyotcha harchikeu va'atashkin ba'ohalecha avla. That literally, if there is iniquity in your hand, distance it from you, and do not go ahead and allow avla. Don't allow negative things to reside in your tent. Ki az tisa panecha mimum va'yisa matzuk. Because ultimately, again, here, if you look at the footnote at 58, because again, if you're able to distance yourself from all different forms of theft, then ultimately a person will be strong. They need not fear. Remember that Ramchal says, if you notice, we've spent the last week speaking about Gezel, speaking about theft. So Ramchal says, we spent all this time speaking about one particular mitzvah, or better stated, one particular iser, one prohibition, from all the prohibitions. Ukiprati chilukim eila, vadesh nimsam b'chom mitzvah, amnam, eneni maskir osam, ela osam shirigilim b'rov b'nei adon likashalim. So we'll say the point that Ramchal is making is what I have chosen to illustrate for you. When it comes to Gezel, when it comes to theft, this idea that Lamaisa, there are certain negative behaviors we engage in, and either we ignore them, we justify them, they go underneath the radar, but there are behaviors that at one point in time at least we knew were prohibited, but then again, they become part of our normal activities of daily living, and then Ramchal just writes, that's dangerous, because once sin becomes part of the persona, and a person even forgets to realize that ultimately it is sin, so that's ultimately where a person is spiritually compromised. Therefore, the idea of Nikayon is to really search within and to try to figure out what negative traits do I possess and how do I purge myself of them. Unedaber ata min ha'arayos. So the Ramchal said, now that we spoke about Gezel, let's speak about another area where people often transgress and don't necessarily even realize that they're transgressing, and that's in the realm of morality. Shigamhei min ha'chamudim, because again, immorality, desire, is one of the most desired things. Veheim shniim b'madrega ala gazal, and they're only a step lower than theft. As he writes in the Gemara's Kimah, Marim zechorno levracha v'zulashonam, rubam begazel umiut baras. So that's right, we mentioned this Gemara before, that the Gemara says the majority of people engage in some type of theft, and a strong minority go ahead and engage in immorality. If somebody wants to purge themselves in totality from immorality, gam lo titztarich malacha lo mu'atis. I will say this is not an easy task. This is not the easy task. Literally, he says you're going to need not a little work. You're going to need not a little work, which is another way of saying that it's going to be an incredible avodah to purge oneself from this immorality. Because remember, within the realm of immorality, it's not just an act of immorality that's aser, but rather, in addition, it's anything that brings you closer to immorality. There are certain acts that by definition bring us closer to immoral acts. Those things are just as prohibited as the act of immorality itself. Umikra malihu, this is a mefurish pasuk, lo sikravu legalos erva. The pasuk says, you shall not come close to uncover erva. So the idea that the Ramchal is saying is lo sikravu means, it's not just that you can't engage in an immoral act, but you can't do anything that's going to bring you closer to engaging in an immoral act. Amru zechorno levracha, Chazal said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tomar hoyo va'asru li lehishtamish be'isha, hareini tofsa, ve'in li avon, hareini migafafa, ve'in li avon, Oshani noshka ve'in liavon. So a person can say like this, even though it is prohibited to have relations with a particular woman, but I'm going to go ahead and hold her and there's no iser. Or I'm going to megafifa. I'm going to hug her and there's no Isser. Or I'm going to kiss her, and there's no Isser. The idea over here that Ramchal is saying is a person could say, well, the only prohibited part of immorality is actual relations, actual sexual activity. But anything else, you know, all right, it's, the article's not going to include a mabagraphy. But at the end of the day, from my say, it's not Asr Midar, Isa. So look what he writes. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishim Shim Nadir Nazir Lishtos Yayim, Asr Le'echol HaNavim Lachim V'yaveshim. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says the same way that if a person became a Nazir, and remember, the prohibition of the Nazirite vow is only on drinking wine. But yet, we say that he can't eat dried grapes, he can't eat moist grapes, or mishras anavim, he can't eat anything, or he can't drink water that had grapes soaking in them, even though that's not wine. But kalayot migefanayin, or anything that comes ultimately from grapes, af isha she'ino shalcha asr liga ba kol ikar. So to a woman who is not your wife, you are not permitted to engage with her in any way. Literally, noge means touch. Whoever touches a woman who is not his wife, maybe misa liatzmo, ultimately again brings death to himself. And see how great and how intense this particular statement is. Because what Chazal are doing is they're comparing the prohibition of arayos to the prohibition of nazir. Ah, asher afapi sheikar ha'iser eina elishdias yayin. Because remember, when it comes to nazir, the major prohibition, or really the only prohibition, is on drinking of wine. Yet hine asra la Torah komashi yesh lo sheyachasimay on page kofei. Yet the Torah prohibited anything to do with wine. Right, remember, Mikra din, the Nazir can't drink wine. And yet the Torah goes ahead and essentially prohibits anything to do with wine. Va'ahaya ze limod shalim da Torah l'chachamim, eich yasuheim hasiag la Torah, b'mishmera shenim sarbi adam la'asot l'mishmarta. But see, this is very interesting. The Ramchal suggests that the concept of Nazir is the paradigm for the concept, is the paradigm for asu siag la Torah. This idea that you have to make a protective fence around Torah. Therefore, the same way that Nazir, technically speaking, is only prohibited in the consumption of wine, yet Chazal came along and said he can't engage in all of these other activities that have to do with grapes, lest he come to drink with wine. Ki lamdu min ha-Nazir le'asar ba'avora ikar, gam kol d'damila. We learn from Nazir to go ahead and prohibit all that resembles the Iker Isser. So since the Iker Isser over here is the consumption of wine by the Nazir, so therefore we'll go ahead and we'll prohibit again all of those things that could lead to that. He goes on, he says, V'nimsa sha'aseh satorah b'mitzvah zos shal Nazir ma'asheh ma'asra l'chachamim shi'asu b'sharam mitzvos. So again, the Ramchal writes that Chazal understood that which the Torah did with the mitzvah of Nazir, the Torah is setting a paradigm for what it wants, for what HaKadosh Baruch wants the Chachamim to do with other mitzvos. Create a protective fence. Leman das shezeh ritzono shel makom. And therefore, again, to know that when Chazal create a siag, when Chazal create, you know, a protective fence, we'll say it's not just the rabbis being more machmir, but it's the rabbis understanding that that is indeed the ratzon habore, to create protective fences around isurim so that we don't violate them. And ultimately, again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us something is aser, the message that Chazal are also giving to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Chazal is to go ahead and also prohibit anything that resembles the real prohibition in order that we not come to transgress. Va'al zeh ha'derech asru be'inyin zeh shel arayos. Kol mashuhu mimin haznos, so too over here Chazal prohibited when it comes to immorality. Chazal prohibited anything that resembles immorality. Or a karav elav, something that could go ahead and lead to it. Yiyeh be'ezech hushiyeh, whatever sense one is utilizing. Dehainu. So therefore, we'll see that Chazal prohibited maisa, action, ri'iyah. I will say, now we know, again, we have a prohibition against looking at inappropriate things. Now, what's wrong with looking at inappropriate things? I'm not doing anything, right? There's no maisa, there's just the ri'iyah. But Chazal understood that if I look at inappropriate things, it's only a matter of time until ultimately I act upon or have some type of reaction to what it is that I see. Bein b'dibor, there's a certain limitations on how I speak. Bein b'shmiya, even what I'm going to hear, we'll see examples of this. Tafil b'machshava, and even when it comes to immorality, one has to be careful even with what they think. But I will say, again, is looking at something inappropriate, to think talking about something inappropriate. So is it Isidoraisa? One can make the argument that it's not, but it's Chazal's way of making a siyang in order to preserve a certain sense of morality. And I will bring you now, says Ramchal, proofs to all of what we just said. I'll bring you proofs to these siyagim, to these rabbinic fences, b'ma'asa, when it comes to action. We discussed this, for example, so touching or hugging a woman who is not your wife or who is not related to you in some very close term, Rabbi Osai, Srim Chal says is aser. It's aser. And again, so is it aser daraisa? So the truth is, some say it is aser daraisa. Ram Chal is saying that even if you don't want to say it's aser daraisa, at the end of the day, it's not an appropriate behavior. It's part of the sag, it's part of the protective fence that Chazal created in order to maintain a system of morality, biri'ya, when it comes to looking at inappropriate things. Amru zichronon livracha, yad liyad lo yinakira, kalameratze ma'os miyado liyada, kidei shalistakel lo yinakir b'dina shal gehenem. We also listen to this. So the Gemara says that whoever gives money into the hands of a woman in order to go ahead and look at her will not escape the din of Gehenna. We'll say it's another way of saying that if you go out of your way to look at a woman for her beauty, if you go out of your way, this is not about your wife, you should always look at your wife for her beauty. The idea over here is you're looking at a woman dafka for her beauty and you're using some type of pretext to be able to look at her, like giving her money. So ultimately, again, Chazal used very strong wording, lo yinakim edino shal genam, va'amru ot, furthermore Chazal said, mipnei ma, you know, actually we're going to stop over here, it's 6 o'clock already, stop over here, but yeah, you see the pattern that Ramchal is developing here, which is that there are certain behaviors that although you cannot claim that they are asr midaraisa, but Chazal felt have to be asr in order to create a protective fence, in order to ensure that one does not suffer lapses in morality. So pick up Emirat Hashem, still middle of Parakeet Aleph tomorrow. Correct. The Nazir is the source for the concept that we make fences in order to protect biblical law. That is right. By the Nazir, the fences themselves happen to be biblical. But it creates the paradigm that ultimately we should protect, create fences. Torah does not state it explicitly, but it's understood. We learn Torah Shabbat Peh.